Thankful this morning that we have the Lord to walk with us every step of every day. Desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I'll acknowledge that I am not real strong physically and don't have a lot of energy, but I trust that as we look into the Word that we can go home having been blessed because of the Word and because of His Spirit today. Written on the board, give us this day. And I'd like to begin over with a familiar story. Wasn't a parable. It was a true incident that happened in the Scripture in the 8th chapter of Mark. And just as a preface, because I'm going to skip around a couple of different places here, there were two instances in the Scripture, in the Gospels, where Jesus fed the multitude. And one of those places, they had 7 loaves of barley bread. And another place, there were quite a few more people. There were 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I'm going to skip between the two, but I just wanted to clarify these are two separate instances. In the beginning in Mark, in the 8th chapter, we'll begin reading verse 3. It said, "In those days the multitude, being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples and said unto him, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the wayside, for divers of them came from far." And then we read about how there were 7 loaves and Jesus fed the multitude with just 7 loaves of bread. But I'd like us to take note this morning, and this is nothing that you have not heard, but I find that the Scripture has a way of just continuing to bless over and over and over, that Jesus looked on the multitude and they had been with Him. They had left their homes, they had left their refrigerators, they didn't have them at the time, but for us today, they left their cupboards. They left their store of grain to follow Jesus and to hear what He had to say. And they came to a place that they'd been with Him for 3 days and they didn't have anything to eat. They were lacking. They had need. And it said that Jesus looked on them and He said, "I have compassion on the multitude." You know, this morning, that as the Lord looks on the multitudes, He sees each one of us individually. He knows where we are, He knows the burdens, and He knows the needs that each one of us have today. And I am blessed to know that He is moved with compassion. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities this morning. He is moved by the things that move you. And it said that I don't want them to send the people back home without something to eat in case they faint by the wayside. The Lord did not die for us that we would faint by the wayside this morning. The Lord cares for each and every one of us today, and He is there to minister to the needs that we have, that we might make it successfully all the way to the end of this journey. And there are going to be times in life that we begin to feel faint. There are going to be times in life that we have needs spiritually. There are going to be times that we have needs emotionally and that we have needs physically and financially. But the Lord is moved by those needs and He wants to minister to us. Now, if you will turn with me over to the other account over in John in the 6th chapter, I'd like to read this account. John chapter 6. Very familiar, very similar story. We'll begin reading with the 5th verse. It said, "When Jesus lifted up His eyes, He saw a great multitude come unto Him. And He said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove Him, for He Himself knew what He would do." Now, Jesus asked Philip a specific question. He said, where are we going to buy bread for everybody to eat? And He knew what Philip's response was going to be. Has the Lord ever asked you that question? What are you going to do to meet this need? Well, look what Philip said. It said, Philip answered and said, "Well, 200 penny worth of bread That must be what they had. I don't know. He said, it's not sufficient for them that every one of them may take a little. Now, Philip began calculating what was needed, and he said, there's not enough. Folks, there are going to be times, and there are times in life, that we can look at the need, and we can say there's not enough. And so when there's not enough, we can say, well, we can't make it then, because there's not enough. But this is where, in what we heard in Sunday school, it's where faith needs to take hold in the Lord, that I'm not counting on what I have myself to see me all the way through. There have been many projects that would never have been completed if they had not been started in faith in God. Because we could say we don't have enough to build the house. Now, I know there's a place the Scripture talks to us about counting the cost, but that's talking about following the Lord. But there are going to be times the Lord leads us. We know what His desire is. We know what God's plan is. But we can look around at what's available and say it's not enough. I don't have on hand enough to meet the need. And so Philip began calculating what the cost was going to be. But it said one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Now one of the other disciples, as one was calculating, and the other was out looking around saying, what do we have on hand? What do we have here to meet the need? You know, this morning again, there are going to be times in life that we can calculate and we can look at what the outcome needs to be and say, we don't have on hand that what the outcome ought to be, so we're not going to do anything. And we're going to sit back and never accomplish anything spiritually unless we learn to move out on faith. When God says go, go. When God says start the project, start the project. When God tells us, when we begin to feel faint, and we begin to look around and say, I don't see that I have what I need to make it. And you about feel like you're going to faint by the wayside, and you look around and say, there's not enough. We're looking with our own human eyes. The Lord is able to see that the job is complete. Now, Jesus took the loaves that that young man had, and I want us to take note of something. In another accounting, this young lad offered what he had. And we're going to come back to that in a moment. But I want us to understand that Jesus was able to feed the multitude when He was given the little that there was. Now it said, Jesus said in the verse 10, make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place, and they sat down, and the men numbered about 5,000. So if you add in women and children, normally you've got more women and children than you do men. So you had a probably minimum of 15,000, if not 25 or 30. And he said Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, you see, first he gave thanks for the little. He took the little that there was and he thanked God for it. And then he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that had sat down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. You understand what happened? Jesus took 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he gave thanks to God for the little. And then he was able to minister to every need that there was, and there was 12 baskets left over. Now, how much do you have on hand this morning? Do you have enough to meet the needs that you have in your life? I'm going to answer that question for me. I don't. I don't have it. But Jesus looked on those that did not have, and he was moved with compassion. He cared about them, he loved them, and he was moved by their need. We find, if you will turn with me now over to the book of Matthew, I'm going to take a portion, this one verse of the Lord's, what we call the Lord's Prayer, And I've written it on the board, the beginning of it, Matthew 6, verse 11. As Jesus was teaching His disciples to pray, this was part of that prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, would You give us what we need to see us through the day? This morning, the Lord does not minister all the time to the needs that we're going to have tomorrow. The barns will not always be full. Your bank account won't always have maybe what you need tomorrow. The storehouse of grace. Now understand, we're talking about grace. That's what God gives to us. God did not promise to give us grace for our tomorrows, but He promised to give us grace for our today. And He taught His disciples, when you pray, this is how you're to pray. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. That which is going to see me through the day to give me strength, to give me grace, to give me what I need to face the trials and the temptations and the storms and every need that I have, physical, financial, emotional, or our whole being. Lord, would You give us this day our daily bread? How have you been praying recently about the needs in your life? Because see, oftentimes we are looking to tomorrow, aren't we? This is the outcome that I want. This is what I want to see God do. This is what I want, and we're looking out to tomorrow, and we do need to have vision for tomorrow. But it is the vision for tomorrow that should cause us to ask the Lord to supply today. Because I don't want to sit back and be so discouraged because I don't have what I need for tomorrow that I am not partaking of what God has for me to partake of today. And we can do as Philip and we can calculate. And we can do as, was it Simon? And we can look around at Andrew and see what, Simon rather, we can look and see what's out there in the multitude. Or we can do what Jesus taught us to do and say, Lord, would You supply me today with the grace and the strength and the courage to meet the needs that I have this day? And do you know that when we begin to pray that way, the Lord is going to be just as faithful to minister to our needs as He did when He worked the miracle with the 5,000. He's going to take the little and He's going to multiply it. Was there enough? There wasn't. But do you know how often is there enough? How often is there enough meal or flour in the barrel? How often do you have on hand for all the trials that you know are coming your way? How often do you say, I've got all the grace that I need and I can meet any the problems of tomorrow. I can face those. We look at some of the needs that there are and we say there's not enough. But folks, our faith is not dependent upon what we have. It's dependent upon us giving the little that we have to God and letting Him multiply it and praying, Lord, would You give me today what I need? Give us this day. When you read a book, do you read it chapter by chapter? Or page by page? Or word by word? Someone wants to lose weight. Do they do it by 10 pounds at a time? Month by month? It never happens. It happens day by day, pound by pound, meal by meal. That's how it happens. Folks, serving God is no different this morning. Lord, I'm desperate. I am needy of You to look my way and give me the supply of bread that I need to see me through this day. And folks, the Lord will be faithful to you. The Lord will meet the needs that you would be able to face every test that you face with victory, well provided for. Because see, when everything was picked up, there was 12 baskets full. Jesus said over in John in the 6th chapter, He said, I am the bread of life. And he that eateth of me shall never hunger, and he that drinketh of me shall never thirst. I am the bread. Where are we looking to for our strength this morning? Are we looking to people? Are we looking to organizations? Are we looking to self-help? Or are we looking to Christ Himself? I have found that I appreciate people. I appreciate the things, those that God has put in my life. But I will say there is nothing like looking to God Himself and saying, Lord, would You give me this day my daily bread? And as He gives us the bread today, so He will be faithful to meet the need tomorrow. Why are we following the Lord this morning? Because of what He can give us? Because if I follow the Lord, He'll give me a full bank account? Because I'll get a better job? Why are we following the Lord? You know, the Lord wants us to following Him because He wants to be the King and Lord of our life. So have you given the Lord your loaf this morning? We pray, Lord, give me this day our daily bread. But when He worked those miracles, it was because someone was willing to give them the little bit that they had. So if you really want the Lord to bless your life and give you strength for your day, if you want God to give you this day your daily bread, today are you giving God the little bit that you do have? Will you walk away from God if you don't get an expected outcome? Jesus taught us over in Luke 9:23, He said, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you want God to provide for your needs in every way, we are going to have to give God our little loaf. It may not be much. And there may be times that, Lord, I don't have anything. But what is it the Lord really wants? He wants our heart. He wants us to say, Lord, here I am in my neediness. But, Lord, I give You my love and I give You myself. This is what I have to give. If we will deny ourselves and take up our cross daily, see, it's a daily walk. It's a daily experience. The Lord is going to be faithful to provide for our need. Now, there have been different people that have climbed Mount Everest. There was one man, his name was Andy Harris. And he climbed Mount Everest, but he stayed at the top too long. And as he began to come down, he ran out of oxygen. They take up their oxygen tanks with them. And he had spent too much time at the top. Sure, for good reason. It would have been beautiful to be up at the top and looking out over. And so on his way back down, he began to get disoriented because of a lack of oxygen. But there were places on the way down, there were stashes of oxygen tanks. And he radioed to the base camp and he told him, he said, I need help. He said, I'm out of oxygen. And they told him, they said, use the oxygen tanks that are there. But he argued with them. He said, they're empty. They're empty. But they really weren't empty. There was a supply in him, but he had waited so long that he was disoriented and he didn't realize that there was a store of oxygen right where he was at in these extra tanks. You know that sometimes serving the Lord, we can be like that. We're calling on the Lord and saying, Lord, I need something. And the Lord's saying, here it is right here. And we're looking to tomorrow saying, but Lord, I need something. We get disoriented in what we're looking to. And the Lord's saying, it's right in front of you. I'm the bread of life. Where are we going to find happiness this morning? True happiness is found in the Lord, saints. True peace is found in the Lord. True satisfaction in life, young people and children, it's found when you give your life to Jesus. That's where we're going to find true happiness. But sometimes if we start looking too far down the road, we get disoriented and we say, I don't have, and it's right in front of us. The Lord is our answer, and my prayer is this morning, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. I don't want to faint by the wayside when there's food right beside me. I've related this story before, but I think about, and this happened to either one of the children or someone at the house just a couple few weeks ago. They were sleeping. They got up in the morning. They'd been cold. And there were blankets right at the end of the bed. And they slept cold through the night, and there was a blanket there the whole time. Folks, sometimes we do that spiritually. We're too often, people get disoriented, they're cold, and we're just trying to endure, and we're going to faint by the wayside. But if we would just say, Lord, give me this day our daily bread, the Lord is going to provide, and He'll work a miracle for you. But we're going to have to be willing to ask and use what we have on hand, and it will be enough. Here's another story, and I've related this here years ago, if I recall correctly. Brother Austin used to tell us about the man that he was on a ship or on a train, and he bought fare to go on a journey. And he didn't have enough money to go into the dining car, into the place to get a good rounded meal of roast and potatoes and green beans. And so he took his crackers and cheese with him. And every time when everybody would head to go get their nice meal, he'd go back to his seat and he'd eat crackers and cheese. And finally one day someone asked him, they said, why don't you come and have a good meal? He said, I can't afford it. And they said it was bought in the cost of your ticket. When you bought your ticket, the food was provided for. You don't need to go hungry like that. You don't need to go have cheese and crackers when the Lord has bountifully prepared for us this morning. David said, Thou preparest a table before me where? In the presence of mine enemies, in the face of opposition and trial and difficulty, the Lord is still there. He's still there to meet the needs that we have. And I may not have enough for tomorrow, but the Lord didn't tell me I'd have enough for tomorrow. He taught us to pray for this day. When the children of Israel went out and collected manna in the wilderness, remember? The Lord sent manna. They were hungry. God met the need. But do you remember there was only enough for one day at a time, except for the Sabbath? And He told them every day, go out in the morning and collect the supply for the day. And they went out and they collected the manna. But there were some that wanted to get enough for tomorrow. And do you remember what happened to that? It spoiled. Folks, the Lord has promised to give us bread for our day. Grace and strength and courage. You know, He even does that temporally. He'll even do that financially. Have you ever had a financial need and had no idea how it was going to be met? And somehow it was met? I'll just share personally, a budget is a good thing to have a plan, but it's difficult for us to have a budget. Because it doesn't line up. Expenses are greater than income. But you know what? Every day, the Lord has met the need. How does He do it? I really don't know. But somehow if you have $10 and you have a $20 bill, it takes care of it. And I'm not talking about being irresponsible financially, but I'm making a point here. Spiritually, the same thing. He has grace for your day. That you can meet every test that you have. And the Lord is not looking down, looking at what you don't have, saying, oh, thou unprofitable servant. But He's saying, would you give me your love? And would you follow me? And just give me what you do have? And then let me turn around and multiply it back to you and meet the need that you have this day. Folks, it's our job to collect the manna. So we can pray, but go collect it. Take advantage of what the Lord has given to us. And this is the reason over in Matthew, we'll just turn and read it here in the same passage in Matthew 6. In the 33rd verse, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, He's saying, you know what, there's enough evil tomorrow, don't borrow from it. Just face the need for the day and put me first and seek me first and know that I'm going to take care of you. Lord, would you give us this day our daily bread? And it's for this reason. If our job is to collect, this is the reason we are taught to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may find mercy and help and grace to help in the time of need. So we can come and say, Lord, I need help for tomorrow. And the Lord's saying, I've got help for you today. So come with assurance for today. I'd like to conclude in Lamentations in the third chapter. Book of Lamentations, chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. Actually, let's begin reading with verse 21. He said, this I recall to my mind, and therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. There's no good stopping place here. But His mercies are new when? Every morning. Put your trust in the Lord this morning. He loves you, cares about you, He's interested. And so our prayer ought to be that, Lord, would You give us this day our daily bread and meet the need in strength, in grace, in hope, physically, financially, emotionally. Lord, what's the song say? I don't know about tomorrow. Help me out. But I know who holds my hand. I know who holds my hand today. So, Lord, I want to walk with You. And I want to go out and I want to collect manna. I want to read and I want to pray. And I want to seek Your face for the needs that I have today. And folks, when we live day by day for the Lord, we will not be disappointed, because He will give us bread for this day.